The dark was above the low hours, wasn't there? Then very hard work was then. Loading the coal and unloading the coal.
And can you remember refugees coming across from the Belfast? And
yeah, we put them up. They come in train loads. Yeah.
Where are they
staged? We could hear the bombs from over the border at night and see the sky lighting up. What people took them in? The wee evacuees, Kathleen.
Sorry?
The wee evacuees from the north.
Where did they stay?
Well, I don't. We, it was the, you know, the rich people. We couldn't afford, we were in rations, you know.
And was there a fear that either Germany or England would invade, especially Germany?
But you see, we were so close to the border, they could come over. But my mum was down working in the dockyard in Belfast the night the big bomb fell. And there was plenty killed that night, Kathleen. He was on one side of the street and the other side. All the houses were demolished with the bomb. So
this is a very real thing here.
Very, very real. Like, you had to live through those times, the real days. Then all the Belfast people from the north would come up.
Yeah.
And they'd take up tea and sugar to certain people. And they'd then sell it to us, you know, a bigger price.
Yeah.
And the time we couldn't buy butter, we used to go over the border for the butter. And if you were caught, the customs caught you, take it off you.
They take it off you.
So was it hard to smuggle?
Well, not if you wait. Why no? God, no, not smuggle. I forgot. Oh well, it was the customs men that nothing else to do.
And restricted here. I heard
there'd be
the
three or four, and they'd say, "Check." They'd say, "And send you to have a pin of butter or something, you know." They just take it.
And are those, because I heard they were strict, did they live amongst the communities in Dundalk?
Customs men.
Of course they did, and we knew them.
And how are they treated, like, let's say, in the pubs or buying in the shops?
See, we were only young at the time, so they were.
Excuse me.
They didn't register with us.
Excuse me. All right. I got our autographs. Sorry, I forgot what was today.
Did you? Yeah.
Your grand, my father. But they were treated, or they weren't boycotted?
No, no. But they weren't light, let's face it.
You couldn't trust them.
They'd take, remember, the onions and butter and tea. But they'd take that off us. And they knew we were getting a hard hit.
Yeah.
But they were taking, I'd say, home to their ways.
And they never let anybody go. They wouldn't, like, just turn a blind eye.
No, I was held in the customs, had one nickel boot. It's been about 9 o'clock on a summer's evening. I was after being up in Dublin, Macy's, and I got a swag of coat, and he got it. It was only £4.99, you know, the old money. And I'm coming on the bike, and there'll be about six of us down, and trailing behind. But there was a button missing on the coat, but when he searched me, I had a button missing, but I was logged into the customs hut. They kept me there. They were trying to make me believe I was after buying it down in the north patch. But I knew I was after being in Dublin for a day and got it there. And I don't know, peeking down that me with somebody. I think it was Desmond Bourke came down the road with Pete to get me.
Who?
Desmond Bourke, Father Campbell's nephew.
Oh, yeah.
They had me in there.
But when you go to Belfast, like, there was always sales on, you'd buy a frock, it could be taken off you at the station. Or you could be charged on it, and you'd be charged more than the actual frock cost.
Yeah. And you know, you felt very good if you were, if you managed to get past them, you know. You were pulling them all over the rails.
You weren't doing anything wrong, you were just buying something.
Yeah.
Well, people travel on back roads. Trying to get to town.
Yeah. Sometimes we come in by Ford, down by Ford Hill, Kathleen.
Yeah, but if you went by train, you had to come by the station.
But I never, I was always on my bike.
Belfast?
Oh no, sorry.
Newry.
Yeah, sorry, Newry.
A lot of people made a lot of money out of it, didn't they, in Dundalk?
They did.
They would be the big
smugglers.
And the smugglers.
Yeah.
That's what made the rich men rich.
And were they known that that's how they were making their money? Everybody knew, but like, would the smugglers be known in the town? Like, he's a smuggler.
I knew a few of them. I'll tell you the truth.
But you wouldn't name
names. No, you wouldn't name anyone. Because they get back at you. No.
But they would be known that that's what they do.
Some of them, yeah.